Friends, please be seated. Our bishop has called on us this morning to a time of prayer and remembrance for those killed and injured at the shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue yesterday morning, for their families and loved ones, for our Pittsburgh police and public safety personnel, for all of those who were involved yesterday and who will continue to be involved in both the immediate response and an ongoing recovery. A little bit later in the service, I'm going to share with you the sermon already prepared about as we come to the last section of the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel this morning. But we would begin just by calling our attention to this prayer and to sharing it together. We have in our hearts all of those who are members of Tree of Life congregation, families, friends, and neighbors. I imagine that there are very few of us who don't have some friend, family member, neighbor who are connected in some way with what has happened. I've had the opportunity over the last 25 years to know three of the rabbis serving that congregation. Alvin Birkin, for the longest period of time, who was a convener, retired rabbi now, who was a convener of a long lasting dialogue group for Jewish and Christian leaders in the city of Pittsburgh, one that met for lunch. Often we met over at Tree of Life Synagogue, had conversation together. I learned so much from him about the way the Jewish tradition of biblical interpretation sometimes aligns and sometimes doesn't align with the Christian tradition of biblical interpretation. We had many mutually respectful and friendly conversations about that over the years. For the most of the last 10 years or so, Rabbi Chuck Diamond served that congregation. Our son Daniel's best friend Seth was married a few years ago at Tree of Life Synagogue, and Dan was in the wedding party there. And at the dinner reception afterwards, Susie and I were seated with Rabbi Diamond and his wife Mickey, and we spent most of the evening talking about strange and funny things that we had seen at weddings over the years. So a rich, collegial, friendly time of visiting, a great spirit of friendship. Rabbi Jeff Myers and his wife Janice have only met a couple of times. He's just been there about a year, but has already shown himself to be a leader both within the wider Jewish community and the interfaith community here in Pittsburgh. It's a congregation, Tree of Life, that has been both open to the service of new congregations within the Jewish community and to dialogue community life within the Squirrel neighborhood. One of the people interviewed in the newspaper talked about how many things take place for the neighborhood in that community house over at Tree of Life. It's a place that folks feel very much at home in, and that I've always felt very much at home in over the years, members of that congregation, those neighbors and friends. So yes, we pray for them. So somewhat toxic time in the life of our wider community in this particular event with the collision of what may be mental illness, political and social and racial tensions and polarization. It happens right within the context of the rising tides of difference and anger and resentment in so many ways. We don't know enough yet about the specifics of what happened yesterday. Certainly there is a sense of this darkness that we seem to be living in so persistently. And having said that, to say that as Christian people we are called with clarity and in every part of our lives, both our personal lives and our social lives and our political lives and every part of our life, to reject and resist the forces of darkness. It seems to be strange to say this, but I will want to say, because I've heard this phrase in the last 24 hours a little bit, that it's important to say that there is no such thing as Christian anti-Semitism. There cannot be. Paul, as a matter of fact, says that we as Christians are grafted into the life of God's holy people. There is neither Jew nor Greek in the life of the Christian family, and there is no darkness at all in Christ. To share in that darkness is to turn away from Him. So there is a lot of repentance that needs to take place. Our Episcopal Church has had a long history of complicity with anti-Semitism in all kinds of aspects of social and political life over decades and centuries. We need to be honest about that. And we need to pray for healing and for amendment of life, both in our wider community and in our own lives and in our own church, in our churches and our society. Service of Holy Baptism, we are asked, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? And those questions rest before us with a sense of responsibility here this morning, here in Pittsburgh in particular. So just a pastoral word that we need to be clear about where we are and who we are, both personally and relationally with our friends and neighbors. Susie and I discovered that the mother of our next door neighbor is an active member of Tree of Life congregation, but didn't go to services yesterday because she wasn't feeling well. But those connections are part of all of our lives here. There are going to be opportunities, and we're in discussion of ways for us both personally and congregationally to express our concern and care for those who have especially been hurt at this time, and we'll be announcing that in the days and weeks ahead. So I would commend all of that to you. There is a special program this afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Soldiers and Sailors down in Oakland that we, our Episcopal Diocese has extended a wide invitation to all if you're able to come and be a part of that community gathering, even if you're not able to participate in that, to continue through actions of care and compassion and generosity to remember those who have died, those who have injured, and to pray for our community. We ask that we would stand in response to this request from our bishop and have a moment of silent prayer before we begin our service. Thank you.